Hi, I'm Carly Paddock, 63 years old, and I live in Easley, South Carolina in the U.S. Before beginning John's practice of looking at myself, I had an intense yearning, a gnawing desire to be different than I was. I was not happy with myself or how I was experiencing life. I wanted to change both. I also experienced a subtle, and sometimes not so subtle, background of fear and anxiety. But after 25 years of searching, I found John Sherman. His simple suggestion to shift my attention to the feeling of me sounded like something I could do. I just needed to understand where to find this me he spoke about. Basically, it was an experience of trial and error. At first, I had a lot of doubts and felt that I was doing it wrong. I got frustrated with myself because I didn't think I was remembering enough or going deep enough. But I didn't give up. I continued for several years to try to find this feeling of me, to understand what it was that John was suggesting I put my attention on. I believed him when he said, "You can't do it wrong," and that things would change over time. I was determined to see for myself, as he suggested. I had erroneously believed that I needed to remember to look at myself every minute of the day and found that no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't do this. So another hint that served me well was just keep looking whenever you remember to do so. This allowed me to relax and stop getting so frustrated with myself. Also, I loved when he said that the only time that counts is when you remember to look at yourself. All the rest is besides the point. Some more of his helpful hints were that this feeling of me that I was to look for was no different than the feeling of me that I remember when I was a child. He also said, look and see if I was always here. I found, as he had suggested, that there was never a time that this feeling of I was not here, and that this feeling of I, or me-ness, never changed. John also suggested that nothing could help or hurt this feeling of me, and that this me was just the simple, ordinary feeling of me. He said to look for myself and see if this wasn't true. I did look and found that I, this me-ness, stayed the same, even though my mind would decide that I was hurt or angry, happy or suffering. I could see for myself that this me was untouched. Whatever emotions or moods appeared, stayed for a while and then disappeared. This was very freeing. My relationship with my life now is one of wonder, joy, and immense gratitude. I enjoy the adventure as it unfolds, even when the circumstances are seemingly difficult or my reactions come from old habits or patterns. I watch, and amazingly, there is little or no judgment of me or others. Nothing is heavy anymore. I no longer have the feeling that I need to change me or my life. Life is no longer a problem. I do what comes naturally and spontaneously. I no longer feel the heavy burden of being responsible for my actions and having to do the right thing. I do what I do. It's light and it's easy.